Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this beautiful looking Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies today, high right around 35, cloudy tonight. And then for your Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high up to 44 degrees. So getting a little warmer as we're joined this morning by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. And I'm sure I just heard you kind of mumble a little over there, Commissioner Bubb. You're starting to find a little bit more warmer temperature coming in. But as I like to tell people, like you're in January and February. What do you want to do?
It was like this when I was a kid, Dave.
it's time for you to step up because, as I recall, he who brings us the weather forecast takes responsibility for the weather. So this is the Doney weather.
I'll take today's 100 times over. But, well, the groundhog breakfast, we had that. We had the, as I like to call it, the rat, Puxatani Phil, saw his shadow. So we get 6 more weeks. We got our boy Benny the Bass, who ate the minnow, which is good because now he's saying it's a shorter winter. And Buckeye Chuck, I think, predicted a quicker end of winter, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's be very clear. A bass will eat a minnow any day.
Especially when they don't feed for a few days.
It's called breakfast.
He's just starting the day off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again.
Let's see if this fish will eat another fish. Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, though, I don't remember seeing you gentlemen out there when it was that cold, but there was a lot of people out there cheering that fish on, man.
Yeah, more power to them.
That's exactly right. It's like, good luck with that. Commissioner Black, you're no longer the farming guy, but this cold weather, does it bring back some harrowing times for you?
Oh, yeah. The days when we had livestock and frozen water tanks and frozen water lines and equipment wouldn't start. Oh, I don't miss that at all.
Not one bit. I don't blame you at all. Real quick, before we jump into some things, did you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl yesterday? Did you take in the game?
I watched maybe one quarter of it. Okay. I didn't have a dog in the fight in terms of watching the two teams. And I just wasn't particularly inspired by the game. From what I've seen in the highlights, it looked like Seattle took it to them.
Yep.
And that's fine. And they got retribution after giving Super Bowl away. Wilson gave the Super Bowl away a decade ago. So, more power to the people in the great Northwest. And they got the Lombardi Trophy. And as far as I'm concerned, it's time to move on to baseball. That's a warm weather sport. Let's move on.
Pitchers and catchers on the 15th,
right,
Commissioner.
Baby,
don't
month.
Worry.
It's happening right now.
Look, I got that all. I had a picture of somebody showed me because I'm a Yankee fan. They had the truck loaded up in New York, and they were driving her down. So
all those players will be reporting to Arizona and Florida to start playing golf and playing baseball.
I'm 100% behind you, no doubt about it. Commissioner Black, did you get a chance to watch any?
Nope, didn't.
See, that's a lot of folks.
I'm not a sports fan.
Yeah, so not even the Super Bowl, huh? No,
nope.
Party or nothing?
No, I might. Sometimes I will, but now my wife, she was into it hot and heavy. I could hear her carrying on in the next room.
Really?
She was having a good time. I don't know who she was rooting for, but, she loves football, and that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we did the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids fundraiser on Saturday, and one of the women who happened to win something came up, and she had on a Seattle jersey. She had on the earrings, and I'm like, well, you don't find too many diehards here. She goes, well, we used to live in Seattle, and we've kind of moved around, and so, it's still kind of fun for folks when your team gets in it. You take some pride in that and enjoy it. As you may have heard, I wanted to jump in real quick and maybe kind of talk a little bit. We had Matt Allison on. Our show now is sponsored by Licking County Transit. They're going to head to the ballot, Commissioner Bubb. You and I have talked about this so many different times. It's you can't sustain something that long. Something's going to have to happen, and now transit is going to the ballot.
Well, yeah. We're simply looking for some additional support to expand and make even more robust than it currently is the public transit in Licking County. Let's be clear about this. If you have a car, if you have transportation, life is good. You can go where you want to go. I mean, Rick and I came here this morning. We drove here, and life was good. If we'd had to walk here or ride a bike, it would have been interesting. I'm being facetious, but not overly. I mean, there is a significant part of our population that is mobility challenged. Some eyesight problems, physical problems. They can't drive, don't have a car, too young to drive. Just for 1,000 reasons, they need to get to medical. They need to get to the store. They need to get to work. And that's really why why we've stepped up. If you recall, and I'll just remind our community of this, before COVID, we did a pretty extensive survey that ODOT was involved with as to the transit needs in Licking County. And what we found was we were underserving the community in terms of public transit. And I'll put my hand up. We were, you know, you do your best, but that was it. And we had a pretty robust plan to increase transit, to increase fixed routes to the community. And then we had a little thing called COVID. And all of a sudden, for a year and a half, nobody wanted to ride the bus. Well, I get it. Well, we're back. We're really back. And the population is growing, and the senior population is growing. And Rick and I are getting older, too. And guess what? And we all are. And our community needs to be served. And so Matt Allison and his team have done a remarkable job on our behalf to bring major fixed routes to the community, about quadrupling the use of public transit, and getting people, helping people be healthy and getting them where they need to go. That's the bottom line. Well, here's the real bottom line. If we want to really take this to the next level, I mean total countywide good public transit, fixed routes out west, north, to the out in the Aetna Pataskala area, your community, mm-hmm. out toward New Albany, out toward Alexandria, Johnstown. These are expensive routes to put up, but our community lives out there as well. So long story short, I'm justifying the need because the need is there. Several thousand people are transportation poor in this community, and we make this a better community, a stronger community by serving them and making everybody as healthy as we can. So we are going to go for a very minor, and I stress that, a very minor increase in the sales and use tax. Excuse me. Basically, it's 0.15%. That's 1/15ths of a penny. A minor increase in the sales tax, but something that everyone would pay consistently to generate additional funds so we can further expand transit and reach out like a spider to all the corners of the county and really get the job done. And what does that mean for a community? Well, let's say you make a $100 purchase today. The implication would be 15 pennies, mm-hmm. 15 cents, a dime and a nickel. You can lose that much in your couch. And it is a number, but it's a relatively insignificant increase in revenue that would bring in several million dollars to allow us to really take transit to a different level in this community. In my opinion, make this a better community and a stronger community. And so that's what we're asking for. It'll be on the ballot May 5th. It'll be a countywide issue, up or down, for a minor, a fraction of a penny increase in the sales tax. This has nothing to do with property tax, mm-hmm. nothing to do with income tax. Those are somewhat controversial. This is a minor, a 0.15 increase, a fraction of a penny in the sales tax. I think it's reasonable. We'll see. All we can do is explain it. People can make a decision as to whether they value this kind of additional service in the community. But I think a majority of our residents want a healthy community and a community where everyone is served properly to the greatest extent that we can.
Was there any thought, Commissioner Black, of saying, hey, we're going to start charging a fee for riders? Did that ever come up in any of the discussions?
That has been discussed. Mm-hmm. Been discussed quite a bit, but we felt this was a better avenue to go down now. Mm-hmm.
Remember, the fixed routes right now are fare free. There could be a minor increase in the fare box, but we need a little bit more than that. But the curb service, the specialized rides, they do pay. They pay a portion of that. So it's not a question of that. It's a question of whether we really can grow transit to a greater extent with more buses, more drivers, and get out to really the far reaches of the county. We have two fixed routes in Newark and Heath, north, south, east, and west. We run that Newark-Granville route. We'll run a Newark-Heath route. And the route number 5, which is also very popular right now and being used for people getting to work, is the Newark-Heath down to Buckeye Lake and Hebron. And they're very successful with that, and successful to the point that I think Rick and Dwayne and I, the county commissioners, believe that it's time to take it one more notch higher to the next level. And, this is a community decision. This is not our decision. We'll put it out there. We'll tell you what it's about. Ultimately, this is a community deciding what's best for its community.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about the ridership going up, and I've talked to Matt Allison about this. I mean, they've even extended hours on some of these routes. They've even started doing 30-minute routes because they saw so many folks waiting to get on.
The buses were full.
Yeah.
The buses, the Main Street route, it just of course, it was our original route, mm-hmm. and like all of them, it took off a little slow, and then it grew and grew and grew and grew and still growing to the point we had to add a second bus to it just to take the overflow. Mm-hmm. So it's being well utilized.
Well, yeah. Call Matt Allison. You can call any of the three commissioners. We'll take your call. We'll be glad to talk about it. But it's one of those things where people should give it some serious thought, and I don't think people are going to feel it or see it, really. A fraction of a penny is a fraction of a penny, and it adds up over the course of the whole county, over the course of the year, and I think it's the fairest way to really improve the quality of our community.
What do you, and it was funny because I talked to somebody the other day, it's an actual township official, and they had their association meeting, the township association, and I said, let me guess something that was probably talked about, and he just started to laugh. He knew where I was going was property taxes. You see this, and you know what this means to local governments in the community, and we know what's going to be tried to be done on the state level. Any thoughts as to what you're hearing, or are you staying in touch with some of these folks that are right there?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about it every day.
Yeah.
This is, this is completely different from transit and this issue that's on the ballot. It probably is an overreaction by some folks up in Northern Ohio to try to gather signatures for a petition, an initiative petition, to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot in Ohio to change the Ohio Constitution to eliminate property tax. And that would happen a year after the vote this November, if they have the signatures and if it makes the ballot and if it passes. And, I think it's an overreaction to, you know, since COVID and with inflation, property taxes have escalated because property taxes are based on values. Well, take a look at what houses sell for now and land sells for. This is not the 1970s and 80s. Yeah. And that's what people are paying now for houses. And so basically that was reflected in increased property tax because they're connected. There are ways that can be remediated. There have been some remediations that were signed by the governor that will take place in the second half of this year, which will help a bit. There's probably a good bit more that can be done, but it's controversial. But here's the bottom line. I'd be interested to hear what Rick has to say about it. But basically, on this whole property tax of just abolishment, this is sort of like if you have some problems with your house, you fix it, or do you just set it on fire and burn it down? And that's the problem here. This is an overreaction. In other words, let's just kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Let's just completely unfund public schools, fire departments, levies, the kinds of things that make our community strong. I just think it's overreaction. I think people will see it as such. I think that maybe the motivation to bring this constitutional amendment is to sort of goad the legislature into maybe working on the homestead exemption, some other things to help seniors with the inflated property tax values. I don't know. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't know if you call it the privilege or subjected myself to it, to sit in on a seminar with the people that sponsored this from the beginning. And they're just flat out anti-tax, anti-government. And they have no alternatives. They just said, you know, we just want to get it done. You people figure out how to fix it. Well, right. You know, whoever, if someone could come up with a way to fix this, they can go get their own island anywhere they want it. Mm-hmm. It's such a complex issue. And having served on the school board, having served as township trustee, those are the tools we have to work with, is the property tax. That's it. We can do the income tax, but depending on your school district, one works better than the other. I certainly don't have a solution. I know that it's going to be absolute mayhem for a while, until we come up with something else, if this issue would get on the ballot and pass.
Yeah. Are you hearing, you know, folks call you going, what are you doing? What's going on? I mean, because I think a lot of times people think, well, okay, this will be on the ballot, and you know, but they won't touch us here. The local folks have enough common sense not to. It's out of your hands at
that
point.
It's out of our hands. Yeah. And remember, in our office, we're an administrative office. We're not a legislative office. You know, we can pass resolutions and so forth, but we just can't change taxes and that sort of thing. And I hear people say, oh, my property taxes are too high. Well, folks, your property taxes are all public records. So, you know, we can look up anybody's property taxes. And I see people paying Very, very little in property taxes. I mean, a few hundred dollars in property tax. And I know people paying tens of thousands of dollars on real estate property tax. And in a way, we don't know how good we've got it, is my feeling.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on a beautiful Monday. Sunny skies today, high right around 33, cloudy this evening. And then for your Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high right around 44 degrees. Speaking today with Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. And Commissioner, folks go down and they check out the Licking County Courthouse. They're going to see it aglow in red. And maybe talk a little bit about what goes on down there, what you folks do when they see these different colors on the courthouse.
Well, first of all, people love it. When we redid the courthouse, which needed extensive renovation, we started in 2015 with phase one, which was the upper part of the building. Phase two, which came really just after COVID, was the lower part of the building. And then, as you know, we redid the historic courtroom last year, over a two-year period. Bottom line is, one of the things we did, the courthouse always has had lights on it. The last time we really renovated the outside, we took off the old mercury vapor lights and the old junk lights from the 1970s. And we just did, just like in this radio station, we upgraded the technology to color-changeable LED lights on the outside of the building. There were spotlights. They're little dots and they're strip lights. And it's just a beautiful way. Essentially, our goal with putting new lights on the courthouse, your public courthouse, the 1876 courthouse downtown, was to accentuate the architectural features. In other words, just instead of just harsh white light, highlight the beauty of the building. Well, by the way, it gave us color options. So we have a whole package of things that we do. We do the red, white, and blue holidays during the year, the Memorial Day, the Veterans Day, 4th of July. You know, you've got them. There's about 10 red, white, and blue holidays during the year, and we feature them with the red, white, and blue package. It's interesting, in February, at the start of February, this is National Heart Health Awareness Month. And we have the top of the courthouse basically to remind our community in dark red that this is Heart Month. And that's all I need to say about it. That cardiac disease really is one of the biggest health threats to our society in a whole variety of ways. And this is just a reminder to think about seeing your doctor, to being heart healthy, to watch your diet, and do all the things that you and Rick know all about. So that's all I'm going to say about it. That's why the courthouse is red. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. I get it. Well, that's a heart too. That's a heart kind of thing too. And but this is National Heart Awareness Month, and I think it's just a yelling to the community that don't ignore this. That it's a threat to your good health, and so take care of yourself.
See, and I was going to say if I was Commissioner Bubb, I would have said, that is for my lovely bride that we do this every year with the red. See, I would have done that, Commissioner Black. That would have helped get me out of a lot of hot water at home. Like, look what I did for you, honey. I painted it red for you.
Well, I wouldn't be so shallow as to do that, Dave. Well, actually, it's true.
That's exactly right. Well, Commissioner Black, you've had some recent issues. I've had my issues in the past, and I commended you for not waiting, calling, and that's what you hear. I mean, don't wait. If something doesn't feel right, you got to get it done. And again, we're guys. I understand.
We're tough. We just think we're tough.
Give us some advice, Rick.
We're tough. Yeah,
give us some advice.
you know, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I had been outside. I wasn't shoveling snow, running a tractor, pushed around, came in, and a couple hours later, I started getting chest pains and through my arm, and I'm going, what the heck's going on here? I've never had this. And finally, I said, okay, I got to get some help, and we called 911, and they gave us some immediate things to do. They were very efficient about it and very caring about it. And a few minutes later, here comes Southwest looking in, and they hooked me up to a EKG, and there I was having issues. And they said, you're going to the hospital. And a few hours later, I'm in the cath lab and getting a stent. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea at all that I had any problems. But I ended up, you know, in the next 10 days with two stents, I had an 80% blockage and a 90% blockage.
I don't think you're the only one out there.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I, like I said, I had absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
And it was the cold weather that set it off.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to find out that, you know, there was a problem. We got it resolved, I hope, and move on. But, you know, you just got to take care of yourself. It's important to take care of yourself. And not any real history of it in my family to speak of. There was some in my parents with my mom in her later years, but I'm younger than that stage right now. But yeah, this was a total surprise and a wake-up call.
Yeah, that's, I mean, again, haven't been through that. I had to have the open heart surgery, but mm-hmm. It is. I mean, you'll learn real quick about, you know, some of the things you should be doing, some of those things you shouldn't be doing with diet and the exercise. And you said you're going to do cardiac rehab. I've done it over at Licking Memorial.
Yep, that's where
they
I'm
are
going.
Fantastic over there. They'll take care of you. You'll get. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, I want to do a little bit more. But believe me, they're going to kind of rein you in a little bit. And like,
Over the years, we've heard Licking Memorial good, bad, and indifferent. I have to say, I had excellent care at Licking Memorial. Mm-hmm. I really did. Just kind, compassionate, on top of things. Even the food was good.
you hit a home run there, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I sure did. I was surprised, just what I was allowed to do while I was in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they said, get up, walk around, so forth. And then they started saying, okay, slow down, Speedy.
Yeah, as I said.
Because that's my normal pace.
Right. You want to do more, but they'll rein you in. and Commissioner Bub brought it. A lot of times folks don't want to talk about their health issues. And I was like, why? Why not? Let people know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we all think we're, you know, nothing's ever going to happen to us. We're good. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's the other guy.
Yeah.
But it can't. And it happens like that.
And I've worked outside all my life in weather like this and so forth. Yeah, I get cold. You go and get warm and you go out and do it again. Never had an issue like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real education.
Yeah.
So the lesson here is don't ignore the symptoms.
Yep. Don't ignore the symptoms.
But also, I think as you age, take a real look at what you put in your body. You know, your heart healthy diet. There's ways to eat that really can take care of yourself a little bit.
Yep.
And I think both of you are a testament to the fact that it's very appropriate to make the courthouse at the start of February red. And again, it's just a reminder, this is Heart Awareness Month, and it is, I believe, cardiac-related health issues probably outpace even the various cancers in terms of their effect on the community. So this does affect thousands of people out there in our community that are listening, and that's why we do it. And and by the way, there'll be other colors during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's seen Christmas time. We know we light at Christmas time. We do breast cancer awareness in the fall because that affects the female population so much. And so we do several lighting packages during the year, but we give a lot of thought to that. They're not just, you just can't put up lighting packages just for everyone's. Yeah. I mean, literally, when we started putting lights on the courthouse and starting to do some of these strategic initiatives that have meaning, we had people call and say, hey, my birthday's coming up next week. My favorite color is chartreuse. Can you light the courthouse? Well, no. It's expensive to program. It's expensive to light it. And we're not Disneyland. We're not going to get into this. We strategically have some lighting packages we put up that actually have meaning. So when it's not just on the base white or the white, which is beautiful at night, and when we put some colors up during the year, it's to celebrate America. or to focus on some things like Heart Awareness Month. And we take that seriously, and we don't take it frivolously. Mm-hmm. There are reasons why we put some colors on the courthouse, and it's to remind our community.
You know, you said you called 911, and it just got me to thinking, and yours happened when we had the snow and that.
Yeah.
I mean, these first responders, we talk about them all the time, but boy, when you are in it,
yeah.
I mean, they are professional. And it all starts with those dispatchers. And I've talked to Sean Grady hundreds of times about the important role dispatchers play. And they were talking you through some things, you and your wife. I mean, these folks are right on top of it.
The first responders are the people that actually pick up your phone call and deal with it. The first of the first responders. And they oftentimes don't get the credit because they're behind in the dispatching center. They're not out on the medic coming to your house. But the first of the first responders are the people that save lives all the time.
All the time. Hey, when we have responders, I can't remember what that month is, I take them donuts. I mean, I do. I mean, because I remember when, you know, how they help with folks. And you're right, because people forget about them. They see the paramedic. It's, you know, tangible. Oh, here he comes right now. They're going to hook me up. But it's that first call you make that can make
difference. And they prepare the medic for what they're getting into. What they're going to find when they get to the location.
And that's nice of you to take them donuts and chips, but think of heart healthy. take them a fruit plate and something that will keep them healthy.
Hold on a minute. Now, you know darn well, if I walk into a commissioner's meeting with a thing of fruit, you're all going to be like, what is Donnie doing? You know dang well you're going to be like, all these great R&M, Jolly Pop, you're going to bring us fruit. Do you hear him over here?
Yeah. We need heart healthy donuts.
I'll just eat one.
There you go.
Just eat one.
Oh, I never thought of that.
See, it is so hard. Hey, real quick, if folks, I read your newsletter before today's show, maybe talk a little bit about folks want that information.
Oh, just community information. It's just a little monthly newsletter. It's just a little thing I do, and it's to let people know what's going on in the community. Like Rick Black's got a great concert coming up in March. What's the day of that?
22nd. I think it's
you put him on
Sunday
the spot.
Of the month,
Not coming
the last
up.
Sunday of March.
Well, check
but
my
the one
newsletter.
Before. But, yeah, but it's
Food
it's,
Pantry?
Yeah, it's for
Operation Feed.
Operation Feed. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have a special theme this year, but I'm not going to tell you what the theme is yet.
But Rick and Ann Robinson at the church.
We'll let that out here in a couple weeks.
All right.
Yeah, but it will be different from any we've done.
Call me or send me your email address. I'll be glad to include you on the email.
Yep, so that's all you need to do. Well, again, I appreciate it. Best of luck with your health journey now. Things are different for you, so wish you the best. And Commissioner Bubb, wish you the best. It was nice running into you at the Licking Springs Country Club not too long ago. You and the wife were out. We were out with some friends.
Special occasion. That was nice. And we're trying to support everything in the community. And, they're trying to make a go of it at that new location. And more power to them.
It's beautiful, and the food was outstanding. I don't know what you got, but it was really good what we got. So, again, I appreciate you coming in for today's Talk of the Town, which, as always, is powered by Licking County Transit. We'll get you back to the music next with Dierks Bentley on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heat.